Today at Quiet Enum, April 26th, and aloha, Vanakkam. Greetings, everyone, from the beautiful garden island of Kauai, our cyberspace ashram. We have two questions. I'm upset with the producers for making such movies and half upset with the public for actually paying money to go to them. My question is, what should I do? And he's referring to the violent movies that perhaps cause kids to act in violent ways, like killing people. I know that I can only control my own actions by not going to these films and speaking out against them doesn't seem to be doing much to stop them. Your words of wisdom would be very helpful. Well, word of wisdom is speak out against and show the karmic chain. Everyone in Hollywood, at least everyone that I know in Hollywood, is interested in karma, understands karma. I'll see you in my next life. My karma made me do it. You hear this all the time, these little phrases on TV and in the films. But what is not known is the karmic chain of reaction because of actions we make, which cause others' actions. You know, I was explaining this a couple of days ago. So keep speaking out about the karmic chain. Explain it to everybody. The word will get around. Another question from Canada. How is it possible to bond with one's children and yet be affectionately detached? Well, being affectionately detached is not meaning that you're absolutely detached. It means that you can't become angry with them because you're not that attached in the lower emotional way. It means that you have a lot of affection, yet you are detached enough to let them live their lives and behave as they should behave at each stage of their growing up. An 8-year-old is able to behave as an 8-year-old, but a 14-year-old should behave as a 14-year-old. It's all documented in psychology books by the thousands these days. A lot of research has been done. We've checked it out. It's very good research. Buy some books on child management. If you're affectionately detached, you will always be affectionate and understanding and bond forever with your children. What's the difference between an ashram like we have here and your own home? It is the regular worship, the regular sadhana at the same time every day. If you can accomplish that in your home, you will have turned your home into a place of the gods, a place that devas would want to visit, into an ashram.